This is TWiT.
Now, let's take a look at some more of the tech news of today, if you will. And I'm gonna look back at your background with being in information security. Where do you stand today with regards to app developers out there? They're wanting to start a career developing an app, but sometimes that comes at the cost of the user, whether it's piggybacking off of contact information or other uses specific details on their phone. Google and iOS, they tried to put in tools to block permissions for different apps. Where do you stand when it comes to today's app development procedures and working with those different platforms and understanding the needs of the user and the consumer with data privacy that's out there?
Yeah, and that's a really good question, a tough question to answer. And as an app developer, especially an independent app developer, that's something you have to take really seriously.
It's it's a ton of money in data.
Yeah.
And you could very easily just get sucked in being able to make more off of that data, right?
I guess so. That's something I've never focused on. In fact, it wasn't until recently I didn't even have logins. I didn't want your data. Like, I don't want to have to be in charge of your private information. I don't want to sell it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to get in trouble for having it. So it's, for the first few years, I didn't have any kind of user data. And it was just about like sounds and creating content and less about, you know, having user accounts. Mm-hmm. Now, it's gotten, especially with Europe and the European Union, the GDPR, There's a lot of things you got to be careful about when you're dealing with user information, and you have to think that through. And it's almost a consideration where do you even want to support certain countries because of the rules that they have and the safeguards and we've ended up doing we have this like in Playapod and White Noise, we do have these like user accounts that we put in recently. And my advice, as a developer, it's better not to roll your own solution when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. For example, we use Google Firebase a lot for user accounts. They make it really easy to create those sign-ins and they're in charge of holding that information. They know how to secure it. Mm-hmm. So that would be my recommendation for anyone starting out. Most of our apps now, we do use Firebase just because they give you so much for free. Like they have good crash analytics, mm-hmm. Which is extremely important, especially with Android. Right. We're constantly finding devices that for whatever reason they crash. And so it's a really good free service to get that. The other thing that they give you for free is cloud messaging. So push notifications, mm-hmm. things like that. They give you that for free. So we don't do a lot of push notifications. We do with like the podcasting side just because
right.
whenever new episodes are available. But that kind of thing, it's so easy to upset users. Not a lot of users like push notifications. And if they do have them enabled, they want them, to be relevant.
Right.
But anyway, that I would say check out Firebase because they just give you so much for free when dealing with that. And if you're going to have user accounts, I would recommend using them as a service or AWS. There's so many different options out there that can help with user authentication and account creation. But rolling your own, I don't know. I get a little nervous about doing that.
Mm-hmm.